You turn in your hymnals to hymn number 476. 476. Distress 'neath Jehovah's dread frown, and low in the pit where my sins drag me down, I cry to the Lord from the deep miry clay, who tenderly brought me out to golden day. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He placed me upon the strong rock by his side. My steps were established, and here I'll abide. No danger of falling while here I remain, but stand by his grace until the crown I gain. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He gave me a song, 'twas a new song of praise. By day and by night its sweet notes will raise. My heart's overflowing, I'm happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer who has rescued me. He brought me out of the miry clay. He sets my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. Before we sing the next verse, hymn number 476, welcome. I know today is a day that many of you are coming on, traveled in. This is your first meeting tonight. We're glad you're here. And I wouldn't know if that's you or not, because we just came in today as well. So we're joining you on the first night here. I'm not Brother Ernie Walfogle. If you came here expecting to see him, many of you know that he's been going through some physical challenges. And so he couldn't be here this week as was scheduled. My family was here last week, and Brother Eddie got us in the corner a little bit and asked if we could possibly come back. And so we're here, some of us, not my whole family. My name is John Prah, and I don't know some of you, and some of you don't know me. Some of us haven't seen each other maybe in a long time, and we don't know that we know each other, but maybe we'll connect during this week. My mother, Sister Eleanor Prah, is here as well. And we're kind of working these next couple of days, tag team, and what we're doing. She's not listening much to me anymore. I keep saying, "Would you do this?" And she says, "No." I said, "Well, why don't you speak then?" She says, "No." "Why don't you sit here?" She says, "No." And so we'll get her to do something along the way, but we're here together, kind of a little bit flipped in roles here. And two of my children are here. Some of you know Sarah and John Christian. My wife, Diana, couldn't be here, and my other daughter, Kim. So that's kind of what's happening, and I have a request. These settings can sometimes be difficult for a lot of reasons, But we're coming in, a lot of us, from different places, different churches, different backgrounds. And so we're not quite sure how this is going to work. And you don't know me, and I've never filled this role before at camp. I've spoken here a couple of times over the years, but I've never taken this role. And so I know some of you are kind of going to try to check me out and see how this is all going to work. And that's okay. And I'm checking some of you out to see how this is going to work. And so we're going to kind of wonder and maybe keep each other at a little bit of a distance, and maybe there'll be some things that get in the way that I'm going to ask you, please, let's get that out of the way now. We've not come here, if you have come here to hear maybe Brother Ernie or some great speaker, I will apologize in advance. I will disappoint. And I'm just asking, and here's what our prayer is as we've come to minister these couple of days and share with you in ministry and in worship. The prayer is that we don't get in the way of what Jesus wants to do. And so if you've come here with a heart longing for more of Jesus and wanting to be met by him and coming to worship him and whatever you're here for, some don't even know what you're here for. Some maybe got stuck on a bus and said, you're going up to camp and you're going to work a couple of weeks. Or some have come with struggles at home and you don't even want to go back. You're here trying not to think about what's waiting back home. Some of you are just dry and need a new touch and a fresh touch from God. Whatever the need is and wherever you might be, I'm just asking that work with us and come along this journey for these couple of days where we're just here to worship our God and to seek him and to receive from him. And so if we could right from the start just kind of accept one another and not worry about you may not even know the person sitting next to you or anybody else in this room. But we've come with one purpose, and that is to seek and find Jesus. And he said, if you'll seek me, you'll find me if you search for me with all your heart. And so, please, if you would join us in just the pursuit of more of God, I know that God will not disappoint us. And so let's open our hearts to him. I don't know if you're here just for the weekend or maybe longer, but whatever your situation, however long you're here, if we could just seek him and set aside all of the pretense and all of the things that might distract us or get in the way of really entering in, let's do that now, right from the start, and look forward to what God has for us this weekend. I'm going to ask my mother, she can't say no now, if she'd open in prayer for us tonight. Let's just turn our eyes upon Jesus. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for bringing us here tonight. Thank you, Lord. We know it has been ordained by you. This was in your plan for each and every one of us. And Lord, you have a purpose for us being here. And we pray that you will fulfill that purpose in each and every one of our lives, O God, that we will be focused upon you. Lord, our desire is to seek you and to know you better. And we pray, God, that you will fulfill that desire within our hearts, O God, that these days will be very meaningful and important to each and every one of us, O God. Work in our hearts, dear Lord, and whatever you desire to do. May we hear your word, O God. We thank you, Lord, for the miracle you've done in our lives, dear Lord, that you brought us up out of the miry clay, set our feet upon the rock to stay, put a song in our hearts. How we thank you, O God, for all that you have done for us. We realize it's a miracle, O God, it's changed us, and we appreciate it. We love you, O God, from the bottom of our hearts, for all that you have done. And Lord, we're looking forward to what you will do. We know you will do much more. And so we pray, have your way in everything that's said and done, O God. May our hearts be open, may our ears be open, and may you be accomplished, Lord, what you desire. We pray this in your name.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. continue verse 4 in number 476. I'll sing of his wonderful mercy to me. I'll praise him till all men his goodness shall see. I'll sing of salvation at home and abroad, till many shall hear the truth and trust in God. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. I'll tell of the pit with its gloom and despair. I'll praise the dear Father who answered my prayer. I'll sing my new song, the glad story of love, then join in the chorus with the saints above. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today, song of praise, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, O God. Wonderful Savior, blessed Redeemer, we worship you, Lord. Jesus, you're worthy, O God. We magnify your name. We worship you, Savior, Redeemer. We bless your name, O God. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lamb. Hallelujah. And I will praise him. I will praise him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give him glory, all ye people. For his blood washed away each stain. I will praise him. I will praise him. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Jesus, for his blood can wash away each stain. Hymn number 50. When I saw the cleansing fountain open wide for all my sins, Spirit's wooing, when he said, wilt thou be clean? I will praise him. I will praise him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain.